Bill Coughlin, lost initial consultation. That's 919-787-8866. Online at rickparkes.com. On air, online, and on your smartphone. This is the Triangle's only local news radio, 680 WPCF, Raleigh, North Carolina.
CBS News, I'm Sam Lutzinger. It's not considered a full-blown case of the disease, but officials say an Illinois resident who had close contact with a patient in Indiana has tested positive for the MERS virus. They say the person's feeling fine, doesn't require medical attention. Dr. David Swerdlow is with the CDC.
I still don't think that we have any evidence that this virus is easily transmitted or can be transmitted in a sustained way.
There have been two confirmed cases of Middle East respiratory syndrome in the U.S. so far. Thousands of firefighters and fleets of water-dropping helicopters are battling an outbreak of wildfires in Southern California, and they seem to be winning. Most of the blazes are dying down after burning through nearly 20,000 acres of brushland in San Diego County and destroying several homes.
It turns from smoke to, flames, and then bigger flames, and then the roaring bigger flames.
One man's been charged with arson in connection with one of the wildfires. Nigeria's president says the Islamic militant group that's holding more than 200 girls captive is acting clearly as an al-Qaeda operation and is no longer just a local problem. President Goodluck Jonathan, who had denied that, spoke as four other African leaders and representatives of France, Britain, and the U.S. met in Paris to talk about how to deal with Boko Haram. British Foreign Secretary William Hague.
We're offering to embed military advisors with the Nigerian headquarters. We work with Nigeria in many other ways on counterterrorism.
French President François Hollande says Boko Haram has clearly established ties with other terror groups in Africa. Turkish workers have recovered the bodies of the last two victims of this week's coal mine disaster. The country's energy minister says a total of 301 people were killed in Tuesday's explosion and fire. News correspondent Robert Nisbet in Soma.
You hear that the mine is going to be closed now for the next 2 to 3 months, and it will be up to a court to decide whether the mine ever reopens.
485 miners escaped or were rescued. The mayor of San Antonio, Texas, may be getting a new job. CBS's August Scamantis says Julian Castro could be on his way to Washington.
Castro has been seen as a rising star within the Democratic Party since he delivered his keynote speech during the 2012 National Convention. Barring any unforeseen hurdles, a well-placed Democratic source says the Latino who has served 5 years as mayor of the nation's seventh largest city will join the Obama cabinet as Secretary of Housing and Urban Development.
The candidate post will raise the national profile of the three-term mayor, who has been talked about as a possible vice presidential pick in 2016. Attorney General Eric Holder says subtle institutionalized racism has a more pernicious effect than the occasional bigoted outburst. He says new voting restrictions in some states disproportionately affect African Americans. He says in some school districts, segregation has reoccurred. This is CBS News.
If you wear hiking boots to work and it's not casual Friday.
And now, WPTF News. Police and ALE agents raided a series of nightclubs along Bragg Boulevard on Friday. Several employees and business owners were arrested on alcohol and drug violations. ALE officer Jason Locklear told WTVD-TV that they found various drugs and just about everyone at Nikki's Bar and Grill was involved.
We bought from the manager, we bought from security guards, we bought from adult entertainers, we bought from the cook, the dishwasher, security guards, the person working the front door, the clerk, we bought from everybody inside this place.
The state may be closing in on requiring seventh graders to be vaccinated against potentially deadly meningitis and related diseases starting next summer. North Carolina Commission on Public Health recently approved requiring vaccinations against meningitis and other meningococcal diseases by seventh grade. The WPTF Accurate Forecast, an overnight low of 51. I'm Gail Hurd in the WPTF News Center on News Radio 680 WPTF and WPTF.com.
Where do I plug in my new flat screen?
I don't know. Is it really safe to have that many plugs, George?
No, we're fine. I have the computer stuff plugged into this four-way plug, and that goes into the multi-plug for the entertainment center and all that in the wall socket. Great. Here's the place.
No. Ooh, do I smell bacon?
Avoid a shocking experience and call Streamline Plumbing and Electric. They're known as the plumbers and electricians who tell you what it's going to cost before they do the job. Their team of certified electricians can handle anything. 24-7, 365 days a year. Emergencies, rewiring, resets, and security lighting, additional outlets, and more.
Hi, I'm Bob Sweet for Streamline Plumbing and Electric. We're also known as the Smile Team. No, we're not dentists, but we work hard to make you smile. We'll be happy that you called us.
Call Streamline Plumbing and Electric first. Call 1-855-3060 online at smileteamnow.com.
Are you tired of replacing your grill every 2 years? Then choose a Wilmington grill.